Hi, my name is Sarah Gunderson, and today I'm going to share with you a story of a girl with deep roots in Mountain View County. I was born in the Ditsbury Hospital and attended each of the three schools, Rossford Elementary, West Glen Middle School, and Ditsbury High. My mother, Kathy Bannock, was a nurse at the Ditsbury Hospital for many years, and my father, Mike Bannock, co-owned Mountain View Motors before working more on the family farm and helping out at Checker Auto Parts. My brother Jeff and I have many fond memories of growing up on the farm west of Ditsbury. We were always involved in community activities, whether it be playing baseball at Westcott, running on the cross-country teams, helping with annual turkey dinners at Rugby Hall, or riding horses down the back roads as we brought the cows home from pasture each fall. I really can't think of a better place to grow up. We were constantly surrounded by extended family and friends, and there never seemed to be a shortage of people to visit with when we were in town. After high school, life led me to college in Red Deer and university in Calgary for several years. As a new social worker, I brought my skills back home, working in Ditsbury and Olds for the government of Alberta in Child and Family Services for 14 years. I really enjoyed working with children and families in our area. Often people just needed a helping hand to get the right supports in place. I was very fortunate to make some lifelong work friends who also devoted a lot of time and energy to the families within our communities. As time moved forward, I married a cowboy named Rory from Water Valley, and we had three fun-loving and full-of-life kids. We settled our happy little family in Bergen. The days flew by for us as our kids entered school and we were busy with work and life on the farm. Then one cold day in January 2020, everything came to a halt, and my life changed forever. At the age of 36, I felt a small lump under my arm, and within a month, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. This was a month before COVID hit, and as I quickly learned, it is one thing to be diagnosed with cancer before COVID, and a whole other thing during COVID. Hospitals were going into crisis mode, but despite the pandemic, our healthcare system did its very best to ensure the types of services that I needed were available. To this day, I am forever grateful to the doctors in Olds and in Calgary at the Tom Baker Cancer Center. The type of breast cancer I had was an aggressive one and not all that common. I needed two surgeries to remove the cancer, followed by 4 months of chemotherapy, 2 months of radiation, and then two more surgeries. As a mother with a young family, my world just didn't make sense. I felt like I had been run over by a freight train and was in despair, wondering how this all could be happening. Cancer at 36, without a significant family history, this was not something I ever anticipated. The day they gave me my cancer identification card, I felt hopeless. I was joining a club that I didn't want to belong to or have any association with. Cancer can lead a person to a level of darkness not many people understand unless you've been there yourself. A life-threatening illness changes you. It shakes you to your core. I spent sleepless nights wondering just how long I might make it, wondering if I will see my children pursue their dreams, wondering if I will have the luxury of growing old with the people who I love. Cancer is merciless, and it would be easy to be swallowed up in feelings of anguish and despair. Despite this devastating obstacle before me, I knew I was faced with two roads. I had the choice of how to respond. I didn't have the choice to have cancer or not to have cancer. That had already been decided. But what I did have was the choice in how I wanted to proceed. Do I accept defeat and prepare for the worst? Or do I somehow put my best foot forward and prepare to fight the fight of my life? Faith has always been a part of my life, and this was a real opportunity to put my faith into action. My relationship with God has grown to a point where I trust in His plan. Even though it can be a struggle, I made the choice to make the best of the situation, and I was fortunate to have people like my family encouraging me every step of the way. So with the decision I made, I was committed to try my best and maintain a positive outlook. Knowing that the good Lord has a plan and having the courage to follow through with whatever was asked of me, I began my journey. As I trudged through treatment after treatment, the uncertainty of COVID, and having so many good people in my corner, I had discovered that cancer had actually been a blessing in disguise. In my times of trial, I had a whole community of people showing up on my doorstep. It seems that people's true colors really do light up in times of difficulty. I was surrounded with such love and kindness that I will never be able to repay. Meals, cards, well wishes, and treats for the kids continually flowed. I am very blessed with the family and friends I have within our community. I was determined to focus my attention on the positives and keep cancer in the rearview mirror. So here I am, a year after cancer, living the dream of being cancer-free. Physically, I appear like before, now that my hair has grown back and have color in my face again. And yet the scars of cancer run deep, and I know I will never be the same. Those dark and heavy clouds can creep in, casting doubt and fear of cancer returning. I need to remind myself that there is hope in a larger power, and God has all of this in the palm of his hand. I remind myself that I am healthy, I am healed, I am whole, a child of God, and I need to continue pushing forward. With new insight and a deep well of strength I didn't know I had, I felt called to find new meaning in my life and perhaps help others who were facing the challenges I had faced. That's how I found my way to a new career at a cancer support organization called Wellspring Calgary. Wellspring is this incredible community of compassion and support for anyone living with any kind of cancer and their families. It offers all kinds of free programs and services that tend to the human spirit, to the emotional and practical side of having cancer. This kind of support is a perfect complement to the medical treatment that is also so vitally important. Wellspring's vision is to ensure that no one has to face cancer alone. And this really spoke to me, as I know all too well how isolating and lonely this journey can be. My favorite part about Wellspring is that it's not just for those who live in Calgary, but anyone living with cancer can join Wellspring and access the free programs and support online from the comforts of their home. This is so important when you've had your world turned upside down. I am so grateful to be a part of this helping network. In my role as a social worker, I provide free one-on-one help with the employment, insurance, and financial aspects of cancer. And believe me, I understand the added stress of work interruption and the unplanned expenses of cancer. It can be overwhelming. I love that I'm able to give back and assist with navigating these challenges. Cancer is hard. It's really hard. People need hope, and I want to do all that I can to be a living example that there is life beyond cancer. There is light and love around every corner. You just have to keep going forward with hope in your step and faith that all will be well. Thank you for listening.